Now, earlier this week, we of course saw a ransomware attack called Petya. It's crippled organizations around the world. It's ongoing. It's still creating problems. You heard in the news just then from Jeff that production at the Cadbury chocolate factory down in Tassie is only just getting up to speed. It's a bit of malicious malware. It spread rapidly from computer to computer. It's demanding money in bitcoins to unlock files. It follows on the heels of another ransomware attack just recently called WannaCry. Why is ransomware becoming the attack du jour? Joining us now is Nick Savvides. He's the head of strategy at Symantec. Nick, a very good morning. Welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning.
Now, just quickly, because I think we've talked about it a lot in the media, but a bit of a potted explanation of what ransomware is for anyone who might have missed out.
Yeah, sure. So ransomware is a particular form of malware that what it does is once it gets onto your computer, it locks up all of your files, all of your documents, all of your images and photos. It uses encryption to keep them locked away from you, and then it demands a ransom to get the keys to unencrypt those files. So basically, it takes all your files, freezes them, and you can't see them. You can't use them. You can't access them. And unless you pay a ransom to decrypt them.
Now, is it just the encryption that makes it so hard to strip off computers?
Yeah, so essentially these malicious actors, these criminal gangs who run the ransomware, what it does is it uses very advanced encryption, actually, and it makes it basically impossible to decrypt it. They use very modern, very fast, very strong encryption algorithms, which means essentially that there is no way to decrypt them without having the keys or the secret password. And in fact, what they do is they use different encryption keys per file, which makes it really, really hard. In the early days of ransomware, there was one key per computer. Now they do it per file, and it's essentially impossible to reverse.
And as you said, we're talking about gangs here. I mean, we're not sort of way back in 1999, the Melissa virus, which was just one guy. We're talking about like organized crime, essentially, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. This is run by professionals. In fact, it's been so successful for these crime gangs that it's caused a bit of a what I like to call a gold rush mentality with criminals. And it's attracting other criminals to get into this because they see other criminals making so much money out of it. So it's bringing more people in. These are proper criminals. They wake up in the morning. Their job for that day is to distribute malware because that's how they get paid. That is their job. These are professional criminals, and it's extremely profitable.
I was going to say, get paid, they do. And I think what blew my mind to start off with was they were only wanting, I think it was around about $300 paid in Bitcoin. But then I thought, that's part of the social engineering, isn't it? It's a small enough amount that people may actually just pay up.
Exactly. It's all about sort of discretionary value and that price elasticity. But these guys are very smart in what they charge for. They do their research and they actually test out higher ransoms in different markets to see what people are willing to pay. Australians, we have generally high incomes compared to the rest of the world, and we have high discretionary income, high disposable income. So when you get a ransomware bill for $300 to $500 and it's locked up all of your photos, and I mean, when was the last time you printed a photo?
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time. All those photos of your friends and your family and your kids, if they get locked up and you can't access them, and you go, well, you know what? It's only $400. I'll wear that, and you pay it. That's what they'll do. But if they were asking $2,000 or $1,000, you go, oh, that's too much. I just can't afford it. So they actually do that. And we're seeing this actually affect businesses when they know that they're running a campaign that is very business focused. The ransoms go up. In fact, the largest ransom that we saw last year, we had three Australian businesses targeted and their ransoms were in excess of $50,000. That was reported to our Norton research team.
What's the attack vector for something like ransomware? It has to be human error, as I understand it, to a degree.
Most of the time it is. So it's via email, generally. People will get an email with a fake delivery notice or a fake bill or a fake speeding fine. So you get an email that says, oh, your delivery to your home was unsuccessful. And you go, oh, yeah, well, I did order all that stuff from eBay. And you double-click on that file, and then it executes on your computer the malware. And before you know what's happening, it's starting to encrypt all of your files. And it does this all in the background. You may be tricked into following a link to another site, downloading a file from there and running it. We also see them in social media. So what happens is someone will share something with you on Facebook. It'll be like, check out this cool video. Are you in this video? Or something like that. And what happens is you click on that and it says, oh, I can't play the video or I can't open this file. You need to update your Adobe Reader or your Flash. And people go, okay, I'll do that. But you're not installing an update. In fact, you're installing a piece of malware that will go through and encrypt your file.
Can internet security software protect against that sort of human error?
Yes, it can to an extent, but there are people who will always ignore all the warnings, and even if the software pops up and says, don't run this, I'm not going to let you run this, I go, but I really, really want to apply this update, because I really, really want to see what if I was in that video. It is technology. Our Norton customers depend on our products to protect them. And we do a very good job at protecting the bulk of those customers. And it really is a cat and mouse game between us and the bad guys in building technologies that can detect and defeat the ransomware. But really, the humans are the last line of defense. And what we're actually seeing is new attack vectors. So we're actually seeing now people's mobile phones being attacked, particularly Android devices. And the reason for that is we're getting better at stopping it on PCs. People have software. They're getting more aware of that. So what's happened, the crooks have moved to looking at phones because many people don't have security software on their phones. They don't install that on their phones, and they trust their phones more. This is a psychological thing. You generally pick up your phone, and you don't worry about the security of your phone because it feels like a more intimate device and it feels like a safer device. So you generally don't worry about it. So the bad guys are actually now focusing on mobile devices as well.
Now, Nick, you said before it's a bit like a gold rush. It sounds like there is very much still gold in them there hills. Ransomware's not going anywhere for a while, is it?
No, I think that we'll continue to see an explosion of ransomware. So we get a lot of telemetry back from all of our customers, and it reports back what their Norton and Symantec products are seeing. And we saw a 1,300% increase in the amount of ransomware detections.
1,300%?
Yeah, between 2014 and 2015. That was in Australia alone. So that's a huge figure between 2014 and 2015. 2015, 2016, and now into 2017, those numbers, they are smaller, sort of around 300%, but it's off a much bigger number of infections. And there is still gold in them there hills, and the bad guys will still be attracted to it. And it's very easy. You don't need to be a cyber criminal mastermind to run a ransomware campaign. In fact, you can, as a crook, you can go and rent someone else's ransomware for about $4,000 a month in the black market. You can go and rent an entire platform that will send out the spam emails, that will manage all of the ransoms for you and set up all your Bitcoin wallets and run the whole thing for you for about $4,000 a month. So it's a very sophisticated market. You have crooks feeding other crooks to make it easier to target Australians.
Nick Savetis, we will have to leave it there. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
You're welcome.
That was Nick Savvides. He's the head of strategy at Symantec, internet security company Symantec, talking about ransomware. And look, you know, this is not going to be the last we hear of it. By the sounds of it, it is a big industry out there.